This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president says he's ready to discuss a deal with Russia. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to discuss a deal with Russia that would include a commitment from Ukraine not to seek NATO membership in exchange for a ceasefire. In a late-night interview with Ukrainian television channels, Zelensky said it's a compromise for everyone, for the West, which doesn't know what to do with us with regard to NATO, for Ukraine, which wants security guarantees, and for Russia, which doesn't want further NATO expansion. Zelensky repeated his desire to have direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He also said Kyiv will be ready to discuss the status of Crimea and the eastern Donbass region held by Russian-backed separatists after a ceasefire.
And that's AP's Mike Gracia reporting. Still, so far, Ukraine has refused Russia's demands to surrender in the southern port city of Mariupol, and its fate remains uncertain. We get details from AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Communications are crippled, and many residents in Mariupol are in hiding.
They bombed everything. We don't have Mariupol anymore.
Dmytro Gurin is a member of the Ukrainian parliament. Mariupol officials say at least 2,300 people have died. Fears grow that number could be far higher.
I'm not a lawyer to use a genocide term. For this situation, but it's mass murdering.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's message: I call on all Ukrainians to do everything to defend our country everywhere we are in order to save our nation, combat, fight, support, and drive out these slaves, these occupiers, to make Ukraine and all of us live freely and peacefully as we like to do.